You're listening to The Still Rockin' Show with me, Norman J. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday for your pleasure. The best music. La Cala Radio. It's a high class show, a high class show, a high class show, a high class show. Welcome to another Still Rocking Show with me, Norman J, on 107.3 Radio Cala. And this week we've got a fantastic show which includes The Police, The Quo, U2, Long Hot Summer Nights by Jimi Hendrix, and a few other mentions of Jimmy's, like Jimmy Witherspoon, Jimmy Miller, Jimmy Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Blundstone, known as James, and Jimmy Stringfellow County. We'll be right back. Quo, and this is Led Zeppelin with a song called Good Times and Bad Times, and we all know about those, don't we? Yes, we do. Don't forget, there's a new website on Facebook. It's called Expats in Catalonia, and I'd like you to give it a whirl. Have a look at it and put any information on there that you want to get back to me for the radio show. Any events, any birthdays, etc. Or you can email me at norman@normanj.net or text me on 617 162 264.
Sugar walls and a two candle cane window, but the silliest moves melted up all those inside. Everybody's on fire, but I'm snowing in a cold blizzard. Where are you when it's a hot cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot cold summer? This time the telephone blew its horn across the room. Scared little Annie, clean out of her mind. And the telephone, drumming the candle, he peeps out of his peekaboo hide and seek. And grab little Annie from the ceiling just in time. And the telephone keeps on screaming. Thank you.
Hello, says my shaky voice. Well, how you doing? I start to stutter. Can't you tell I'm doing fine? Can't you tell I'm doing fine? It was my baby talking. She's way down across the border.
Jimi Hendrix there with Long Hot Summer Nights. And now we have got a song called Spanish Caravan by, a group called The Doors. Yeah, The Doors. And there's another Jim Morrison.
Thank you.
Song there by Blondie. Yes, the Blonde Bombshell. Hola, this is Norman Jay, and this is the Still Rocking Show. The show is in English, and we're playing music just for you. I'm your voice on the radio.
Yeah.
goes on with the one and only Mr. Pavarotti in the background there, singing away. Yeah, we've got an interview with a young fellow called Jimmy Stringfellow, or James Stringfellow, or James Carter Stringfellow, or James Stringfellow Carter. He's got so many names. He's also the owner of Jimmy's Bar in Salou. He's a great musician. He played with me in the Four Legends when we first came over to Catalonia. We got a group together, and the Four Legends included myself, Jimmy, Nico, Maya, and Josep Cardona from Morlanova. We had a great time putting the band together and playing. But Jimmy is a classical taught pianist and a very clever man. Anyway, here's a little interview we had with him okay. This week.
Hello, Jim. Are you in Spain?
Yeah, I'm in Spain now at the moment, yes. We'll be for the next, possibly a couple of weeks and then off again.
All right, because the last thing I heard about you was that you was in Denmark and you've been doing some television in Denmark as well, haven't you?
That's right. I did a TV show in Denmark, a little feature about just about me, and the place I was playing at, Jacobs in Aarhus, Canada. Uh-huh. And TV interview, played a couple of songs live. They came to record them, and then off it went. And, yeah,
that's fair enough. How did you get your connection with Denmark in the first place?
I just went because an Hungarian guitarist called me and he said, can you come to Denmark? And I need somebody to come and sing with me. And I said, yeah, okay. So I went along to Denmark and we did a few bars. Fell in love with the place completely because, you know, it's such a nice place. And economically, it's good as well. You know, the pay musicians, good wages over there. And I was wandering around this town called Aarhus and popped in a piano bar. Arranged to meet the guy, went down, he said, can you play some Elton John? I said, of course I can. So I played some Elton John for him. And he said, can you come in March, November and December? I said, yes, of course. He said, that's every year. I said, okay then.
Wow.
So I love it. Oh, I'm doing it every March, December and November in Denmark.
Well, after being in after being in Salou for 24 years at Jimmy's Bar and all the politics behind that, the last 12 months you've been cruising all over the world and playing in Denmark. So things have changed a little bit for you, haven't they? Hey.
Well, after doing karaoke for you know, I mean, as you know, Norman, I did classical piano and then played in bands, working with Gloria Gaynor. And then all of a sudden I decided that karaoke wasn't really what I wanted to do, you know. I mean, I wanted to go back on the road again, wanted to go playing live music, keyboards and guitars, and singing. So just took the jump, and best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, well, I think you was wasted in the bar, and I think you was wasted with the Four Legends, really. Well, there we are. That's another story.
How about the Four Legends was funny? Legends wasn't going... You know, we weren't trying to be the next supergroup. It was just a laugh, and we had some good times, you know. I think we had some great times, eh?
Yeah, we did. Anyway, your latest story is you've met this lady pianist who's is she classical pianist or jazz?
No, she's jazz pianist. Yeah. She's a stride pianist from New York, Judy Carmichael, her name is.
Yeah.
And she's just done a radio interview with Billy Joel.
Right.
You know, so she's well in with the right people. And when she came on the ship, I was playing the piano there, and she came and I saw her the day after, and she said, man, you was amazing. She said, most people that do this job are awful. Not, she didn't say not very good. She said, they're awful. I can't bear to listen to them. Yeah. So, but you made this, you know, you made this piano there sound good. You know, you got a lovely voice.
Yes.
And
we
became friends, and she wants me to go working now with her agent.
So that's the agent in
which
New York. So
that's the agent in New York. Agent in New York.
So this could be the next big story of James Stringfellow Carter, eh?
Of course. Okay. Yeah. You know, never say never.
Never say never.
You know. What she's talking is like we have to sort of move on to maybe go and do a month in Australia, jumping from one ship to another ship, and then maybe to China, maybe to Middle East, and just jumping one ship to another, flying home for a few weeks.
Hard life.
Yeah.
What's happened to the Busy Bee song then?
The Busy Bee, it's still there. It's just waiting for its moment, eh? The Busy Bee will be. The Busy Bee has been, always will be, eh?
Always will be there. I know. Okay. Well, you sound as though you're a bit of a Busy Bee as well. I'm sure I can find the Busy Bee, and I'll give it a whirl after I put the interview on. All right.
So, smashing, okay.
Stay in touch. I'm down in Salou. I don't know when you're going on the next ship, but I'm working the Monday nights in the Marinada. I think I've taken over Mickey's slot because he's not come back.
No, I believe not. Yeah. Okay, I'll pop in and see you on Monday night. Then I should still be here on Monday, eh?
is there anything you want to say about the politics in Salou?
Not really. It's not changed much, you know. Some people have to spend €700,000 getting a music license, and other people don't. You know, it's not changed at all, really.
By the way, the show is now the show is not only on Lakala now; it's gone national in the last week. It's now.
Oh right, wonderful!
It now goes out to every radio station in Catalonia. It's up
wonderful.
It's up to them whether they want to play it. But at least they've got the opportunity. It's, mm-hmm. it's sent to them every week. It's going to take, I would reckon, a couple of months before they start picking up on it. But once they do that, it's. I think it should take off. We'll, you know, have more play over the airways. So might even make a few bob one day. You never know.
Okay, well, no, good luck with it. All right then.
Yeah. All right. Anyway,
I'll pop in. I'll definitely pop in and see you Monday, eh?
Okay, mate. Lovely. Cheers.
Okay, no, bye. Okay, mate. Yes, bye.
This particular version of the Busy Bee song was in Arabic style, would you believe? Anyway, there's a little touch of Jim playing piano and playing for Elise. Thank you. And now a little bit of Jim doing his Elton John bit. Play this track for Jim. It's by James Blunt and it's called So Long Jimmy. But we'll see him again. Now it's time for the news in English, sent to me by the students of the Institute of Roquetes in Roquetes near Tortosa. They do the news for me every week, and they're students learning English, and they're doing very, very well, aren't they? Big round of applause for the students of Roquetes.
Institute Roquetes, radio online. Here is the news in English. Local villages still in shock after the fire in La Serra del Cardo, Boix.
Villagers are still trying to come to terms with the devastation caused by recent fires. This state of shock is exaggerated because of the memories of other fires from 1995 and 2005. Local authorities have repeated their calls for management strategies for tackling the risk of new fires, which would reduce the impact of any incidents. They are asking for the enactment of measures that were presented this spring by the University of Lleida, which include the cleaning of undergrowth, controlled burning, and the management of the forest either through grazing or biomass projects.
One of the suppliers to the Aldea Cooperative mounts a solitary protest.
Javier García, owner of Sanitube Delta, plans to start a solitary protest against the cooperative this next week because of the serious financial problems his company has as a result of Aldea's cooperative financial collapse. Sanitube was responsible for the installation of the watering systems for lands that formed the cooperative, as well as having its own personal bank, a account with the cooperative's credit section. Garcia says that he believes the council in Aldea will back his protest and that the cooperative will have to take steps on.
Vandellós 2, the nuclear power station, is being recharged.
The power station is now undergoing the 18th recharging of its working life so far. The station was disconnected from the electric network this last Saturday while the recharging is in process. The station is changing 69 of its 157 fuel rods and also undergoing maintenance and inspections. The company has announced that the work will mean jobs for 1,200 workers in 60 different companies involved and will cost 63.8 million euros. When the work has been complete, the power station will be able to operate for another year and a half without further recharging.
Gas Natural Fenosa invests €500,000 to bring gas to EMEA.
Work will start next June on the infrastructure of pipes that will bring natural gas to all the homes in EMEA. The network will be 5,000 meters long in total. We have over 400 connections in this first phase of the installation. At the same time, the company is going to start work on the connection of the storage center for liquid gas and the system in Admella. Miquel Andreu López, spokesman for the company, called the plan ambitious and said that work on the connection to Admella would start in a couple of weeks, and then work on the network in Admella itself would start in 3 months' time.
Residents in El Camp de Tir in Alcanar accuse Cemex of creating clouds of dust.
Local residents have accused the cement factory of Alcanar Plaza and its own Cemex of emitting clouds of dust that neighbors say are affecting their houses. The dust is released, they say, during the early hours of the morning, when it's raining or on days when there is thick cloud over so that local people don't realize what is happening. After the complaints, authorities opened a file on the company, but now said that the complaints are unfounded. Cemex have said that they haven't received any complaints and that contamination levels are within legal limits. Neighbors said that have complained to the company on numerous occasions and now are saying that the company should pay for their houses to be painted once a year, for the cars and to be cleaned, and for half the maintenance cost in local olive pile.
The Kikos promote the Jota in a summer school.
The famous local group have said that they will take part in the summer school Jota Campus between the 23rd and the 28th of July, Poble Nou, in the Delta. The school will be part of the network of schools promoting popular Catalan culture and will combine studies of the Jota, singing, dance and its music with work on local culture and good clean fun. The network will have 17 schools in total spread across the whole of Catalonia.
And that was the news in English. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Coming up shortly is the Queen's Jubilee. And did you know that she had 12 prime ministers that she had to deal with? Winston Churchill, Sir Anthony Eden, Harold Macmillan, Sir Alex Douglas Hume, Harold Wilson, Edward Heath, James Callaghan, Margaret Thatcher, John Major, Tony Blair, more recently Gordon Brown, and of course David Cameron. What a fantastic woman. The Queen. Let's give her a salute. And I caught another friend of mine this morning on the telephone, Daniel Evans, who was a qualifier of the X Factor in the UK some years ago. And this is what happened when I called Daniel this morning.
Hello?
Hello, sunning yourself on the beach, are you?
No, who's that?
It's not Norman.
It's Norman. Oh, Norman, how are you, Norman? You all right?
I'm very well, yes. And you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Are you in
what
Spain?
Can I do for you?
Are you in Spain?
Of course I am, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, okay. I just thought we might do a little interview for the radio. Just a catch-up session.
I'm just in the middle of work at the moment.
Are you? Oh, right, okay.
I'm doing a bit of pool cleaning. So, about this afternoon, well, you know, just a couple of days a week helping out some friends. I actually quite miss it. It's quite nice to do it. Get a good suntan.
I'll give you a call later. I'll give you a call later, you know, about 7-ish, yeah?
Okay, how you been? All right?
Oh, fine. Very, very busy. Yeah, I'll tell you. What's,
good.
I'll tell you what's going on later. All right.
Okay, then. Take care.
You carry on with your poo.
All right. See you later.
Cheers.
All right. Thanks. Cheers.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I? All I need is my brother. Sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I? All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. I know it's sad no more. Gonna get out of my friend. Happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like
madness.
Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with them too.
You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I opened, dear, I was mistaken. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Simon's there with a nice young song called You Are the Sunshine of My Life. And this is Chicago, and I am a man. Yes, I am. And I love you so. Thank you. Well, we've hopefully enjoyed the show once again this week. It's the Still Rocking Show on 107.3 on La Cala Radio. And this is Norman Jay, your voice on the radio. See you same time, same place next week. Jay here, your voice on the radio. Been listening to the Still Rocking Show with me, Norman Jay, signing off for this week. See you next week, same place, same time. Your voice on the radio.